At least 115 people were killed in bombings in two Pakistani cities yesterday in one of the country's bloodiest days in recent years, Tracy McClure reports.
Two of the attacks which caused the most casualties took place in the city of Quetta, the provincial capital of Balochistan in the southwest of Pakistan. Officials said the first attack in a crowded snooker hall was a suicide bombing. About 10 minutes later, a car bomb exploded among the rescue workers. Five policemen and a cameraman were among the dead from that blast. The attacks happened in a predominantly Shia neighborhood, and banned sectarian group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi claimed responsibility. One witness described what he saw.
I heard the sound of a big explosion behind me, fell off my motorcycle and got injured. When I stood up, I saw smoke everywhere. It looked like a black cloud in the air.
The extremist Sunni group targets Shias, who make up about 20% of Pakistan's population. Earlier in the day, a blast in a Quetta market killed 11 people and injured more than 40. A child was also killed. The United Baloch Army claimed responsibility. The group is one of several fighting for independence for Balochistan. Also on Thursday, 21 people were killed and more than 60 injured in a bombing when people gathered to hear a religious leader speak in Mingora, the largest city in the northwestern province of Swat. Doctors say the death toll in these attacks could rise further. I'm Tracy McClure.